The Longshoremen's Union has agreed to meet with a federal mediator today to help resolve a dispute with port employers that's led to a lockout at all West Coast docks. The closures have left ships filled with auto parts, retail goods, and produce sitting untouched in West Coast harbors. The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shippers, locked out dock workers on Sunday night after a series of alleged union slowdowns cut production in half. As the fifth day of the lockout begins, farmers and manufacturers say they're starting to lose money, and at least one plant has shut down operations. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
On Wednesday, hundreds of workers at the new United Motor Manufacturing Plant in Fremont, California, were busy as usual assembling trucks and cars. The plant, a joint operation of General Motors and Toyota, produces about 1,500 trucks and cars a day. But this production line came to a halt late last night.
We can't build cars and trucks without parts, and if we don't get that flow from the port, we're dead in the water, so to speak.
Michael Damer with New United Motors says normally the company takes in 30 to 40 containers a day of vehicle parts, such as transmissions and truck rails, through the Port of Oakland. Damer explains the factory operates on a just-in-time system.
Which means we're dependent upon a constant flow of materials into the plant to support production. And right now, even though we did build up an inventory in preparation for a possibility of a work stoppage, we're exhausting that inventory.
Although the plant will be shut down, it is company policy not to lay off workers. New United Motors will continue to pay their 5,000 employees an average of $22 an hour for not working. A few manufacturers around the country that get parts from the West Coast ports are getting around the closing, but it's still costing them. According to the National Manufacturers Association, some plants are flying in parts at a very high price. And Xavier Domenici from Toyota says that simply isn't going to work for certain items.
It's one thing to ship a spark plug via air, another thing to ship a fender or a transmission or something larger, heavier.
Farmers in California's Central Valley are feeling the pinch, too. The valley grows more produce than any other area of the nation and exports $6.5 billion in agricultural goods a year. Jim Zion, managing director of Meridian Nut Growers Alliance, describes his situation this way.
It's a nightmare. I mean, we've got product sitting at the port to be shipped to customers that are waiting.
According to Zion, this is high season for nut growers, who export the majority of their product to Europe and Asia. In fact, almonds rank as the second largest export from California. Zion says 70% of his company's almonds are sent out of the country.
Some customers are understanding the situation as it's happened in their countries. Some are very ununderstanding and are threatening to not pick up product, not pay for it, deduct for late shipments, things like that.
For growers and manufacturers, the longer this shutdown continues, the more they have to lose. Of course, for produce growers, there's only so long they can go before the product rots on the docks. Zion's not worried about that, but he fears he may soon have to lay off as many as 200 seasonal workers. He's also worried about the permanent loss of business.
If a customer can't get a product, they may buy it from someone else. They may buy it from existing stocks that may be held in the country of destination. They may even switch to a competing product like hazelnuts or something if they can't get a steady supply of product out of California.
Back at the United Motor Manufacturing Plant, the worry is that the longer the port closure lasts, the more it will cost to get back in business, says Michael Damer.
The customers will still want us to make up those cars, the production later on, which means we'll probably have to work additional overtime, which will be costly for the company.
Damer and others hope that the dock workers meeting today with a federal mediator will help move the parties towards a resolution. Meanwhile, many businesses have been leaning on the Bush administration to step in and force the parties to go back to work. Still, experts say even if the ports open again today, it would take at least a week to break the logjam. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.